If you want the newest version of Minecraft, you need to be playing on the snapshots. But how do you download them? Here's how.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cashfly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Yes, I do have a little bit of a cold, so if I sound like deep-voiced Chad, well, that is why. If you're unfamiliar with the snapshots that Mojang releases, they are development builds that Mojang, the creators of Minecraft, release. They include new features that are not in the actual released game of Minecraft, and they are still a work in progress. Last week, Mojang released their first snapshot for the new update, 1.7. This is a tutorial on how you should be able to download and use all future and upcoming snapshots. Now, warning, 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 warning. Before you use snapshots, make sure to back up your saves folder before jumping into these development builds. Like I said, they're in development. They sometimes can have game-breaking bugs, especially with 1.7. This is a snapshot where world generation is a big factor, and you do not want these new snapshots messing up your world. The first thing that you want to do is open up Minecraft. This will be the same on the Mac and the PC. Over in the left-hand corner, you have Edit Profile or New Profile. Go ahead and choose New Profile. Then let's go ahead and name this something memorable. This can be named anything, but because we're doing something on snapshots, let's name it Snapshot. So the big thing that you want to do to make sure to enable these snapshots is click this checkbox, Enable Experimental Development Builds. It's going to let you know that, hey, there can be bugs, which is what I just told you earlier, so go ahead and choose yes. And now in the drop-down for what version you use, snapshots will appear. If this is unchecked, these snapshots are gone. You can't see them. But as I said, if they are checked, here they appear, and you can see even the older versions of the snapshots. If we choose this one, we can save this profile. When we click play, it will go ahead and download the new snapshot. Then make sure in the drop-down you choose snapshot. Then once you've done that, you can go ahead and click play. It will download the new version of the game from Mojang's servers. And then when it launches the game, you can see over in the corner Minecraft 13W36A. And this number will change based off of the snapshot that you have. Now, that's all you have to do to download and play on snapshots. But because we're already here, I have a super extra special tip for you guys. And it's very simple. To play older versions of Minecraft, even the ones that aren't in the normal launcher. Here's how it works. When you select New Profile, you have all of these other options to allow old beta versions of Minecraft and to allow alpha versions of Minecraft. If we check both of these and skip through the warnings, which I've already let you know, now in your dropdown you have old beta builds and even alpha builds. If, say, maybe you didn't get in early enough in Minecraft and you want to see what the old games are like. Or also, some bugs of the old version of Minecraft are now considered features, like the Outworld lands, so you can go and find the Outworld lands. All you have to do is choose one of these old betas, go ahead and click Save Profile, choose it from your drop-down, and play. And now you're in a much, much older version of Minecraft. I hope that you have found this tip helpful. If you would like to catch all of our future episodes, make sure you subscribe at twit.tv/omgcraft. If you have a tip that you would like to send our way, send it via email at mail@omgcraft.com. Thank you so much for watching this episode of OMG Craft. We'll see you guys next time. Bye!